Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Cyfrowy Polsat conference call. I will now give the floor to Mrs. Katarzyna Ostap-Tomann, CFO of Cyfrowy Polsat.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome. We're happy that you were able to join us so close to Christmas. From the line list, I can see there's really a lot of you, so I'm really happy. I think it just this transaction, both transactions have gathered your interest. Now we would like to talk about a planned alliance between us and Asseco. These are the two TMT leaders in Poland. Actually, this is not an exaggeration, because over the past 30 years, we have worked towards building a leading positions in the Polish market, and I believe we have both Cyfrowy Polsat and Asseco succeeded in this field. Moving to the agenda of today's meeting, I start with explaining the structure of the transaction. Then Mr. Adam Góral, the CEO and partial owner of Asseco, will talk about benefits from this transaction for both Cyfrowy Polsat Group and Asseco. And finally, we will sum up today's meeting and we'll be happy to answer all your questions. So looking at this from the perspective of the past 30 years, I must say that there are many things that our organizations have a lot in common. Cyfrowy Polsat has been present on the market for 28 years, Asseco for 30 years, and undoubtedly Cyfrowy Polsat Group is the leader on the media and telecommunication market, while Asseco is the number one software producer both in Poland and Central and Eastern Europe, and proudly number six in Europe. As the Cyfrowy Polsat Group, we provide services to over 47% of Polish households. This strategy is very efficient and enabled us to reach the position of the leader of the Polish market. On the other hand, Asseco, with 30 years of experience on the IT market, with 25,000 employees, including 5,000 employees in Poland, which is a pretty impressive number, then almost 5,000 employees engage in R&D. Asseco is, without a doubt, a huge company with very large experience and huge potential looking forward. So, moving on to capital commitment, which is the main topic of today's meeting, and a guarantee of closer cooperation. The plan is that Cyfrowy Polsat, along with the companies owned by Mr. Zygmunt Solorz, intends to acquire up to 23% of shares, representing up to 23% of votes at the general meeting of Asseco, by purchasing them from the existing shareholders. For this purpose, Cyfrowy Polsat has approached existing shareholders of Asseco with an invitation to submit offers at a price of 65 zlotys per share. The cost of this project is estimated at 1.2 billion zlotys, and we intend to finance it from own resources or from debt. In the next step, Cyfrowy Polsat and Mr. Adam Góral intend to sign a shareholders cooperation agreement depending on the final size of Cyfrowy Polsat shareholding in Asseco. The presented graph helps to visualize this plan. The key parameters of the offer are presented on the next slide. The planned number of shares to be acquired is 18,221,000 at a price per share of 65 zlotys. The commencing date for placing subscriptions for the share is today, that is December 19th, and the closing day is December 23rd. The expected day for the acquisition of shares is December 30th. And the expected day for settling the share purchase transaction by the National Depository of Securities is also December 30th. As I have mentioned earlier, the transaction will be financed from own resources or indebtedness. I would like to say now a few words about the next milestones of this project. Of course, the first step, as I have already said, is the invitation by Cyfrowy Polsat to place subscriptions for the sale of 18.2 million shares of Asseco at 65 zloty per share. In the next step, hopefully, Cyfrowy Polsat becomes a significant shareholder in Asseco. From here, we proceed along two parallel paths. On one hand, we will start working with Mr. Adam Gural on the content of the shareholders' cooperation agreement. And if everything goes well, we're going to sign the shareholders' cooperation agreement with Mr. Gural. At the same time, Cyfrowy Polsat and Asseco will agree on contract terms for conducting the transformation for Polsat Group IT systems and, in effect, sign an agreement on IT systems transformation and start work on the project. Benefits from this strategic alliance can be summarized in a few short points, really. Firstly, there is a further efficiency growth of Polsat Group IT area, which is a very important issue for us today. We will be able to ensure better service for existing and acquisition of new customers, as well as development of new products and services. So today, basically, every activity involves the development in IT systems, and as they are the basis for us for reaching our customers. Now I would like to present benefits of the project from the Cyfrowy Polsat perspective. Naturally, we opting for a local partner strongly engaged in the implementation of Polsat Group's environment as a way to diversify our risk in IT area. The second element, also of high importance, is that Polsat Group focuses on the core media and telecommunication activities, and Asseco shall ensure the highest level of IT solutions and services for us. Thanks to this capital alliance, we would be able to ensure the possibility of influence the directions of development in the prospective areas of technology, such as payments, cybersecurity, business intelligence, artificial intelligence, and in the future also 5G, and as we have some big plans in this respect. Next, a guarantee of support for dynamically developing operations of Polsat groups, thanks to the significant competence potential of Asseco. Without this second leg, it would be more difficult for us to develop products and services we're thinking and we're dreaming about. We need a very strong partner in order to make our dreams true and exercise our plans for the future. Additionally, it is of significance to us that Asseco's international experience can be an inspiration for further development of our services to customers served in Poland. And lastly, the shares of Asseco Poland with a dividend yield of approximately 5% represent an outstanding capital investment for us. So coming now to more detailed description of what is happening in Cyfrowy Polsat Capital Group in the IT area, please look at slide number 12. Already today, IT area of Polsat Group generates 400 million zlotys of cost per year. There are over 500 FTEs in IT. We have 175 IT partners and subcontractors. Almost 300 projects were running at the same time in 2019. And of course, our customer service operates 24 hours, 7 days a week for the whole year. Just out of curiosity, in 2019, we had around 62,600 IT incidents occurred, and we had to solve around 5,500 problems in this area. Our service desk records around 120,000 calls per year. We have 82,000 product offers. It seems almost impossible, but this is really the scale. It's due to the fact that our offers multiply over time, and as a result of the whole Cyfrowy Polsat Group has to serve such a giant number of offers. It's, 20 years of history. So generally, over the years, we have been developing and adding these offers, and now we're maintaining the customer base, which must be served in accordance with them. We have 447 applications, over 5,000 servers, with over 9,000 terabytes of capacity. So it's really, really a lot to work with. Moving to the next slide, along with the development of operations, the complexity of Polsat Group IT area grows dramatically. This is associated with the fact that along with the addition of the new services during a year, the scope of IT increases. As you probably know, it generally increases all over the world. Providing products tailored to the needs of our customers will generate further pressure on our cost in the IT area. Obviously, a new software, new services trigger the need to either extend or upgrade our systems. So for our B2B projects run by Netia, higher expertise in IT area will be also crucial. So this basically summarizes the benefits of the Cyfrowy Polsat Group that we'll have in this alliance. And now I would like to ask Mr. Adam Gural, who's the creator, part owner and CEO of Asseco, to give us some thoughts on how it looks from his side.
Good afternoon. Welcome on behalf of Asseco Group. It happened very quickly, but I am proud that members of the board, Cyfrowy Polsat, know a lot about us, and that they decided to make such decision. Why I am proud of this? Because they notice Asseco as a company which is very, very successful. They realize that Asseco should be the strategic partner in IT. For my team, this is a very, very big chance. I believe in strongly that we can help Cyfrowy Polsat. You can see dependence of Cyfrowy Polsat on IT, 400 million Polish zloty of code. It shows that it's obvious for us that we can have reserves. We have a little different idea how to build the system for the group, because we would like to concentrate on front-end. They started, the previous project was related to the back-office side. We're strengthening this part, it was very important part, but today we have to fight for the and to think about our customers. So because of strategy, I am sure that in IT, Cyfrowy Polsat will be number one. You have the slide which proves that my team is very, very well prepared. We are the only one company which was successful in Poland in the building of billing system for the big, very big telco company. It was the project in Orange, very successful project, which we have a very, very good reference from the customer. And my team, in reality, should be the leader for people responsible for IT in Cyfrowy Polsat Group. We are great in CRM, automation of business processes, e-commerce websites. So I am sure that we'll help Cyfrowy Polsat that one day you will be happy, because it won't be only a very good financial investment. You will be happy because Cyfrowy Polsat will be better company. You can ask the question why they decided to buy the shares in IT company. For me, the answer is obvious. All of us, we depend on IT so much that if we don't control this, but IT and software means dependence. If you don't want to control it, you can get lost one day. So I am not surprised by this decision and by this will. I would like to say and to emphasize that we are not limited to the knowledge which my team have in Poland. We are very strong internationally. In Israel, our group is number one. We are represented by Formula, and we have great team in Israel responsible for big system with great references. You can see these references here. So I used to say that if we have the lack of knowledge, we can invite our friends from Israel, and they are very open. We are really friends, so they can help us. But today, I believe that the knowledge related to my team is enough to help the group to be number one in Poland in a few years in IT. So for Asseco, of course, this project will have a very big meaning. It's obvious because we would get the reference which will help us to attack the international markets. So Polkomtel, for example, is the leader. I mean, telco companies in Poland. So using this reference will be stronger. I mean, my team representing this telco will be very strong, and in the future we'll use it. But I would like to emphasize also that, you know, this dependence in IT, it requires to continue cooperation. If we are chaotic in the building of the system, at the end, the system is so complicated that it's impossible to control. So I think the decision of Cyfrowy Polsat to be interested in us is related to this, that they know that we'll have a very big dependence, but they would like to control it. It's obvious for me. As the founder of Asseco, I am not afraid of this. I have my strategy. Mr. Solos is one of the most successful entrepreneurs in Poland, and I'm sure that we'll have a lot of contacts and exchange the information between us will help both of us, that we need each other in the moment. So I think that that's all from our side. I don't have any doubt that it's good for us. As an entrepreneur, I am not afraid of this, that Polsat Cyfrowy will have more shares than me, and so on, because Mr. Solos is so logical person that I am sure that he will understand our strategy, our second strategy, and he will help me to follow my goals. But for me, our role in the group is also obvious. I don't see any weaknesses in this partnership. Thanks a lot of Kasia, so please lead us.
Yes.
Please lead us.
Yes, thank you.
I don't know if you have a few people who know something about Asseco. We should be known because this is the sixth position in Europe, but unfortunately I noticed that we are not so known as I should expect because of this position. So maybe no one, I mean your team, maybe you don't know us. So this is the reason why I wanted to say something.
Thank you very much, Adam, for your words. I mean, for us in Poland, obviously, Asseco is a company that is very much recognizable, and we're really eagerly looking forward to this alliance. I would like to add that I've been working with the company for 10 years. Our CEO, Mr. Mirosław Błaszczyk, has been working with this company for nearly 30 years, and actually, me and him, we just talked. We have never imagined that one day we will be talking about such an alliance. Well, to summarize quickly, ladies and gentlemen, we're actually facing an incredible opportunity here, and everything is actually in the hands of the investors of Asseco, that they would share their part of shares with us. I would like to repeat and assure you again that we will meet all the expectations in this field. Now, if you would like to deepen your knowledge about Asseco, or if you would like us to give you some answers about this proposed deal, we'll open to you. Let's move to the Q&A questions. Can I ask the operator, please, to facilitate?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it is your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question is from Michal Potyra of UBS. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. I have a question, or maybe I would just basically ask for an explanation. In the presentation and in the announcement, you mentioned that you intend to acquire up to 23% of shares along with the companies owned by Mr. Zygmunt Solozsák. If you could please clarify this enigmatic statement, why do you want someone else to be involved and what's the rationale? Thank you.
Hello, good afternoon, Michal. Thank you for this question. Actually, this is only our statement that is our buffer. I don't know if you remember our transaction with Netia. At that time, we bought some shares together with one of Mr. Solo's companies because we were reaching the basket for the acquisitions. And at the moment, with these transactions, we actually on the border of the basket. So this is the only for our safety that we don't break the rules of our financial documentation. Nothing more, nothing that is behind that. It's just a technical thing.
Well, it's a technical thing, but I would assume it doesn't come for free, right? You would need to pay something for that sort of help.
Well, Michal, if we ever reach that number, then it will not be material or significant. And as far as you remember, probably, because I know you follow these things closely, as far as you remember, our transaction with Netia, it was absolutely transparent to the investors what was the cost of such help. And once we will notify the market if ever anything like that would have to happen.
Okay, thank you for that. Maybe let me have one more question, because I mean you were talking about it through the presentation, but still I kind of fail to see the merit, because I don't see how owning 22% stake would help your IT system. I mean, this will be still arm's length transaction between two independent companies, right? So I don't really see how does it really help you.
Well, thanks for this question. I just answer it. I hope Mr. Gura will not be angry with me for answering it in this way. Owning 23% and together with Mr. Gura almost 33% of the company will give both of us significant influence over the company. And, you know, the thing is, I'm the person, as you probably know, I'm not the person strictly from the financial market. I'm an operations person. So in my life, I have implemented many IT systems, including one of the first SAP installations in Poland. So I can tell you that if you have influence over your subcontractor or over your contractor, you usually have much more assurance that your project will be on time, it will be in budget, and you will get the best people. And I'm sorry to say that. I hope Adam agrees with me.
I don't have any problem with this.
Something which is absolutely
said, yeah,
crucial for us, because for us, you know, you probably know, you are businessmen and you perfectly know the economy. If you have prolonged implementations, something that, you know, doesn't let you drop your legacy system, something that engages your team for many months that it should have engaged your team, is also the cost for you. And, you know, the thing is that actually we don't want, without the capital involvement, we wouldn't like to be dependent on one company or on one main provider. You know, IT systems are increasingly important in our business. We relying in our operations on IT systems, and basically this is very important for us to have some kind of control of how they implement it and what is their quality, and obviously at the end of the day, what is the maintenance cost.
Okay, so basically you hope for some special treatment better than some other Asseco clients. That kind of, it sounds like this. All right,
I'm
maybe...
No.
Sorry, this is not the truth. You know, Asseco is diversified and telco is only the part of our activity. But probably as you know, for example, Polkomtel, they have just two competitors in Poland. This is Orange and T-Mobile. So I think that the fact that we'll be dedicated to this company with our knowledge and references will help Cyfrowy Polsat. But for us, it is such a big challenge, and I can assure you that in reality, at the end, Cyfrowy Polsat won't need to control anything, because this is a very big big chance. But it's better to have the situation that if they are disappointed, they have the move, and I understand them fully.
You know, the other thing is, actually, Michał, I'm absolutely sure you're following our current report, and you saw our current report about from the end of October, I think, when we decided to start move towards canceling our contract with Huawei. We stated there very clearly that Huawei has extended the implementation of our crucial IT system from 18 months to over 40 months. And I don't think it's a special treatment if the client wants to assure that his IT system is implemented without the contractual dates. So I'm expecting that actually my contractors will just fulfill whatever they sign in for in the contract.
Okay, maybe if I may, I know it's not maybe the exact topic of that call, but can you tell us, because with this Huawei contract, so you pay 30 million and I understand you receive something for it, right? I mean, probably more than it's worth, because otherwise you would ask for some penalty payments. Is that thinking, does it make sense, that kind of thinking?
Well, we are paying 30 million to Huawei, and we walk away with the whole product that has been developed so far, with the whole testing environment, and with all the keys and with all the developing tools.
If Asseco gets the chance, we'll use everything what we manage to build.
So basically, whatever has been done till this day for this 30 million, for this 30 million top payment to Huawei, we're getting together with all the rights, licenses, keys, and all the developing tools.
Okay, thank you. And a final question, if I may. Sorry for keeping you that long. Really a technical one, but I was also really surprised to see that the tender is so short, just a few days. So do you have some, I don't know, initial agreements with other shareholders? Why are the dates so short?
You're very welcome to ask any questions you need and want. We're here for you. So it's a bit short in my opinion. It just reflects the flexibility of our group and speed with which we're doing business. You know, Christmas is coming and we would like to close this deal as soon as possible in order to move to doing the business and in order to starting again developing our key IT system.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
There are currently no further questions, so as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. The next question is from Dora Nashu, Erste Group. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my question. I would have only one. Whether we should see the deal only as an enhanced cooperation between the companies, or CIFRO we will have a say as well on Asseco's operations, for example, supervisory board participation. Thank you.
Hello, Dora. Thank you for this question. Until we finish this deal, we're not talking about any corporate governance issues and matters. So please kindly, for this, let's wait until the end of the proposed deal.
Okay, thank you for the answer.
You're welcome.
And we've received another question from Peter Prisam, Avaron Asset Management. Your line is now open. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. My question is whether you would consider increasing your stake in Asseco in the future. And also, today I did not hear much about preparing some kind of common offers for the client base of either companies. Do you see that there would be some kind of synergies on the sales side as well, or it's mostly kind of your kind of cost optimization exercise in this sense? Thank you.
Hello, Peter. Good afternoon, Estonia. So the first question was about our stake. At the moment, we, together with Mr. Adam Gural, who's one of the largest shareholders and creator of Asseco, we would like to be at a bit less than 33% of the company, and we don't intend to further increase our stake in Asseco Poland. The second question about any future B2B offers, as you can probably see and you've noticed, this has been quite a short notice deal. So just let us first finish the deal. Once we reach this 23% stake in Asseco, I'm absolutely sure we'll think about some future cooperation. Obviously, the big issue is the future help that Asseco would be able to offer us. And these companies obviously will be working parallelly, but we don't exclude that we might in the future cooperate as far as the B2B is concerned or as far as the other products is concerned. It just will be by mutual agreement in between the companies.
Okay, thank you.
We haven't received any further questions, so I hand back to the speakers for closing remarks. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may disconnect.